Tochim Yerushalmi, correspondent to Psochim Bavli, Daf Samach Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph at the top of the page. Malak Oif Al Chametz, Iftanetani Chayev, Iftanetani Potter. When we did Malika, which is the slaughtering of a bird offering in the Beis HaMikdash, which is performed using the fingernail of the coin rather than in the regular way, and it was on a bird offering slaughtered for a person who was required to bring the sacrifice to complete his atonement upon Chametz, one Braita teaches that he's liable and one Braita teaches that he's exempt. Manda Machayev, Dam Mikamokim. The Braita teaches he is liable, learned from the word blood, in the pasuk the prohibition applies to all sacrifices. Umanda Amapotter, Zebach, Yotza Oshin, a Zebach. The Braita teaches he is exempt, learned from the word Zebach, sacrifice, means the prohibition does not apply to a bird offering as it's not considered a sacrifice that's not slaughtered. Rav Yaakov Azavdi, by Koimi Rav Yossa, Manda Machayev, Nicha, Manda Amapotter, Ma'ataima. Rav Yaakov bar Zabdi asked Rav Yossa, I understand the Braita that teaches that he is liable, but what is the reason of the Braita that teaches he is exempt? Amalei lemeidim oynesh me'oynesh ve'en lemeidim oynesh me'patur. He answered that we learn from a punishment that one is liable for slaughtering upon chametz in the case of slaughtering outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but we don't learn a punishment from an exemption that if he did malika outside the Beis HaMikdash, he is exempt. Rabbanan dikasarin b'ayin yochal ha-makabel v'amahalich al chametz yechayev tambolema zebach ma'azvichem yechedes yechayev ma'alea b'chutz yotza ha-makabel v'amahalich al chametz shenechayev ma'alea b'chutz. Rabbanan dikasarin learned, I might have thought that one who receives the blood and one who takes the blood of the Pesach to the altar upon chametz will be liable. The pasuk says zebach, slaughtering is special in that one is liable if it's performed outside the Beis HaMikdash. This excludes receiving and taking the blood, that one is not liable if it's performed outside the Beis HaMikdash. Yochel hamakdeh emorim al chametz yehi chayev tamvad loyma v'chaper. Mazik miyuchedet shehi ma'akev v'sa kapara, yotzu hekdeh emorim she'ena ma'akem v'sa kapara. I might have thought that one who burns the limbs upon chametz would be liable. The pasuk says, in ve'yiku yodalad, and it means the blood shall atone. Slaughtering is special in that it's crucial to receiving atonement. This excludes burning the limbs, which is not crucial to receiving atonement. Rav Yaakov bar Zabdi by Koimi Rav Yossa ad at dain la liftor dun lechiyev yochol makabel v'amahalich al chametz yipato tamvolema zebach ma'azicha miyuchedes shechayev malea b'chutz af ani arbe haktos emurim shechayev malea b'chutz. Rav Yaakov bar Zabdi asked Rav Yossa, rather than expound it to exempt, perhaps you should expound it to make him liable. I might have thought that one who receives or takes the blood to the altar upon chametz would be exempt, but the pasuk says, zevach, just as sacrificing is special in that one is liable if it's performed outside the Beis HaMikdash, it will also include burning the limbs, as one is liable as if it is performed outside the Beis HaMikdash. Yochol, should say, ha-mekabel, ha-mahalich, al-chametz, yei pato, tam-b'layma, v'chaper, And another question is that I might have thought that one who receives the blood and one who takes the blood of the Pesach to the Mizbeach upon Chometz would be exempt, the Pasuk says, and it shall atone. Slaughtering is special and that it's crucial to receiving atonement. I also include receiving and taking the blood that are crucial to receiving atonement. So we've rejected something that which they share can be used to expound. Something that which they do not share cannot. So zevach, which is slaughtering, is special in that it's crucial to receiving atonement. One's liable if performed outside the Beis HaMikdash. This excludes one who receives or takes the blood. The one is not liable for performing it outside. This also excludes burning the limbs. That's not crucial to receiving atonement. Taman taninan beshama yomim soor kazayis chamid v'kuzheves v'beisil yomim zeva zeva kazayis. In Mishnah Maseches Beis says that beshama say that soor is liable with the amount of a kazayis and chamid with the amount of a date. And they still say that in both the amount of the kazayis, and it's talking about the quantity on Pesach. Rabbi Zvika and b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Rishonu el biyoy aval lachila kazayis. Rabbi Zvika, quoting Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, says that this only refers to the requirement to destroy it before Pesach, but in order to be able to be liable for eating, even Beis Shammai agree that the amount is a kazayif. Riyavohu b'shem Rav Yochanan ben Lebiyoi ben Lachila k'kosevus. And Riyavohu, while it says in the name of Yochanan, both for destroying it and for eating it, it's the amount of a date. Kam Rabbi Mana im Rabbi Chivkia amalei menan shama Rabbi Hadam Ilsa. Rabbi Mana, upon meeting Rabbi Chivkia, asked him, "From where did you hear this, that they disagree over both cases?" Amalei min Rabbi Abo, "I heard it from Rabbi Abo." Amalei va'anan am min Rabbi Abo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, I should say, libi uri k'kosevus la'achila b'gazayis. So he responded that I heard from Rabbi Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that according to Beis Shammai, for destroying it's the amount of a date, and for eating it's the amount of a kazayis. Shachto el chamed, achami at mahalech, ach achilasa yoy achabiyoy. The first question is, according to Beis Shammai, in order to be liable, if he slaughtered the korban pesach upon chamed, does he need to have a kazayis for its eating, or the amount of a date for destroying it? Taman amar Rabbi Yirmiya b'shem Rabbi Zeira, shnei chatzai zeifim b'sich abayis, Ein habayis mitzdarif, b'seich hakli hakli mitzdarif, shochta aleihem me'achas ilu b'seich habayis ve'ein habayis mitzdarif potter, oi me'achas ilu b'seich hakli, v'hakli mitzdarif chayev. Rabbi Yirmiya, quoting the Zohar after the second question, if two half olive portions of chametz are in the house, we say that the house does not join them together, and if in a vessel, the vessel does join them together. If he slaughtered the korban pesach upon them, would he be exempt since the house would not join them, or would he be liable since the vessel would join them? And the third question is, if you slaughter the korban pesach upon seor rather than chametz, would he be exempt since Rav Huna quoted Rav saying that one may feed it to his dog, or would he be liable since Rav said that one receives lashes for eating it? Shimon Lokish said that one who slaughtered the korban pesach upon chametz is only liable if the slaughterer was amongst the members of the group, but if he was not, then even if he or a member of the group owned chametz, he is not liable. Rav Yochanan Amar, L'sheichet afa pisha eina mibnei chabur, l'echa mibnei chabur afa pisha eina sheina sheichet. Rav Yochanan said that if owned by the slaughterer, even if not owned by a group member, or if owned by a group member, even if not owned by the slaughterer, then he is liable. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Nosen im Rabbi Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan says even if the chametz is with him in Yerushalayim, he's liable. Rabbi Shimon Lokish Amar Ad Shehei Nosen Imoi Ba'azor. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lokish says he's only liable if the chametz is with him in the temple courtyard. Then Gadatei V'Den Gadatei De'if Lagun Shnei Sheni Yom Tov Shel Galayos. They both follow the reasoning as they disagree over one who did melacha on both on first day of Yom Tov and the second day of Yom Tov that's observed in the diaspora. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mekablin Hasoya Al Safek. Rabbi Yochanan says that one can receive a warning for a case of doubt such as this, where it's unclear if it's actually Yom Tov on any given, on which particular given day is unknown. Shimon Lokish Amar Im Mekablin Hasoya Al Safek. Shimon Lokish said that one cannot receive a warning for a case of doubt. Similarly, if one owns chametz that's located somewhere in Yerushalayim, if he warned that he may not own chametz when he slaughtered the korban pesach, it's unclear at that time if the chametz is still intact. Hakol moedim shim haya nosen kenegdoi b'chalayim b'yushalayim, manda masafik vaday manda amar, I should say b'yushalayim, b'yushalayim hu. All agree that he is liable if the chametz was positioned in a place that was visible to the slaughterer through a window. According to Shimon Lokish, he is liable as there's no doubt in this case, and according to Yochanan, he is certainly liable as the chametz is in Yerushalayim. Nai taima Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah also include the afternoon tamid offering in the prohibition of slaughtering upon chametz? Dam zivchi, dam pesach, and dam tamid. The answer is the pasuk says in Shmos Perek Lamadala Pasach of Hey, the blood of my sacrifices, and this plural term includes the blood of the pesach and the blood of the tamid offering. Am Rabbi Yochanan on tamid Rabbi Shimon, kosav echad oimer leisishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Rabbi Yochanan said that the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah is that one pasuk says you shall not slaughter the blood of my sacrifices upon chametz. Another pasuk says, and that's in Shmos Perek Chof Gimel pasuk Yudches, you shall not sacrifice the blood of my sacrifices upon chametz. One pasuk refers to the korban pesach on the 14th, and one pasuk refers to all other sacrifices during Chol HaMoed. Mao is le'boisam b'chol HaShemoed la'itziyam min arba'asa. Why did you include Chol HaMoed and exclude the 14th? Acha shirib ha'kosev amiyet ma'ba'ani oisem b'chol HaShemoyed shu b'aliyah o b'aliyot yamatse umoed siyam me'aba'asa she'enem b'aliyah b'aliyamatse. The answer is that since the Torah has an inclusion and an exclusion, I will include Chol HaMoed since there's a prohibition of b'aliyah b'aliyamatse, and I will exclude the 14th that does not have that prohibition. This follows Rabbi Meir, who said that the prohibition after the sixth hour is rabbinic. And Rabbi Manna answered that why is it that Pesach brought Lishma during the Moed is exempt? Since the Pasuk says in Shmois Lamadala Pasuk Chofei, the sacrifice of the festival of Pesach, it refers specifically to the 14th, as later it will be referred to as a Shlomim. Amrav Yochanan, Chabura Haisa Magshe Man Kaimin, Im Beshaava Zonimsa Kodin Chapara, Ben Lishmai Ben Shalai Lishmai Kasha, Venitig Loaye, Im Beshaava Zonimsa Lachar Chapara, Ben Lishmai Ben Shalai Lishmai Pasul Shlomim. Rav Yochanan, quoting the Bnei Chabura, asked the question, what is the case when the Mishnah said that if it brought Lishma during the Moed he is exempt and Lo Lishma is liable? If he lost it and found it before he had sacrificed its replacement, whether it was Lishma or Lo Lishma, it should be sent out to graze. If he lost it and found it after he had sacrificed its replacement, then whether Lishma or Lo Lishma, it should be sacrificed as a Shlomim. Lekayimena beshe nitmu habaylim o shehizidu lekwa nitra lepesach sheni Lishma yipata vuhu pasul shlo Lishma chaya vuhu kosher. The answer they gave is when the owner became Tamei or intentionally did not bring the sacrifice, that it must now be brought on Pesach Sheni. Therefore, if brought Lishma, he is exempt as it's invalid, and if brought Loi Lishma, he is liable as it's valid. Laidunu, if you say Shaloi Lishma Yipata, the Gemara asks, when is it that Loi Lishma is exempt? Tamin Amen B'Shem Rav Chista B'Sha'ava Shnosai Ben Rishon L'Sheni. Rav Chista gave an answer when it reached the age of a year, which is disqualified it if it used as a carbon Pesach, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Lar b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'she'iv azman kaparasi, and Rabbi Lar, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, gave a different answer. He said when it was separated for the carbon Pesach of the previous year. Pesach she'iv azmanai shachta lishmai b'zmanai or she'shachat achirim lishmai b'zmanai ebleze poisel v'vishua machshe. The Vayis says a Korban Pesach whose time had passed and it reached the age of a year or its owner died, and he or others slaughtered it, Lishma, on the 14th. It was therefore a case of Shlomim slaughtered as a Pesach offering. Rabbi Lezer says it's invalid, and Rabbi Shua says that it's valid. Rabbi Lezer, Poiso, Shuhu, Koshoichet, Pesach, Lashem, Shlomim. Rabbi Shua, Machshe, Shuhu, Koshoichet, Shlomim, Lashem, Pesach. And the reasoning is that Rabbi Lezer says it's invalid as it's as if he slaughtered a Pesach as a Shlomim, and Rabbi Shua says it's valid as if he slaughtered a Shlomim as a Pesach. וכיוון שאיבה זמן לא שנייה היא השייכת פסח לשם שלמים, היא השייכת שלמים לשם פסח. And the Gemara, since its time has passed, it should make no difference whether it's a Pesach slaughtered as a Shlomim or vice versa. Adati de Rechista, בשאיבה שנעשי, בין ראשון לשני, Adati de Rabbi לא, בשם רבי יוחנן, בשאיבה זמן כפרסי. And the Gemara answers, according to Rav Chista, its time passed between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. According to Rabbi Lar, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, it was separated for the Korban Pesach of the previous year.